types and shadows and anti-types. The typology is no different than you typing on a typewriter. Proper English. The types and the shadows. The foreshadowing. The foreshadow. I watched a series, the Jessica Jones series. I watched a lot of series in 2017, but I kind of enjoyed it, but I watched a few after 2017 because I was looking for the ones with the teleportation stuff. And once I realized we're teleporting already, I didn't really need to watch any more of them. But anyway, it's kind of fun to watch those. You're already teleporting. But anyway, in season two, I think, of the Jessica Jones, maybe season, I don't remember what season, but Kilgrave, and notice his name is Kilgrave. Kilgrave. His name's Kilgrave for a reason. So, Kilgrave told her he would think it and tell her what to do, right? He controlled her, right? Kind of like Hollywood controls the actors. Kind of like the world, the flesh, and her prior life controls all the actors. Kilgrave was controlling Jessica Jones just like the actors and the actresses are controlled by the spirit of the age. Just like the unsaved are controlled by the spirit of the age. Kilgrave represents the devil. And so the whole system's run by the devil. So Kilgrave could control Jessica Jones and other people with his thoughts. It's a frequency, it's a spirit, it's the anti, right? So a lot of these Hollywood actors and actresses, the types and the shadows and the foreshadowing of the act, of the character that they're playing, actually plays out in their own life. Actually, what's happening is they're playing a character and it's actually playing out in foreshadowing and typology in their own life. In their real life, Kilgrave could get Jessica Jones to do whatever he wanted her to do. Wanted her to do. And the devil can get people to do whatever he wants them to do. He can take them captive at will. So most people are like two people said it. Most people are sock puppets, just like Zeph Daniel said, and Quail, the Quail guy, said it in an interview with Alex Jones. Alex Jones interrupted him, so you couldn't hear it, but if you listen, he says most people are puppets. They're little puppets. So the devil can take them captive at will. They are puppets. Now we can, as a believer, we can overarch the devil. We can trump the devil. Trump was the Trump show. Trump played the Trump card on them and showed you what they were. Showed you how bad the media was, lies, how bad the left wants to steal stuff and gaslight, and it's just all power and the pedophile network and all that stuff. So Trump played the Trump card. The devil is already defeated, so the saint can trump the devil. Now, we see the Trump card. We see the trumpet being blown. So now God is saying, look, I showed you through Trump that the trumpet's getting ready to go, so you need to abide in me, Biden. Biden is bide, abide, bid your time, bide, abide in me. So what's happening here in the script, in the scroll, in the roll, God is telling you to abide in him. Trump played the Trump card and revealed Babylon all around you. So you're not, God showed you that America is not a Christian nation. It's a Babylonian nation. God allowed Trump to show you that you're not in a Christian nation, that you're in Babylon. And so now the secret for the believer is to abide. Biden, the president, is the name of the president is telling you the Trump is getting ready to shout, and you need to abide in me, dwell in me. The names tell you what's happening. God has given you a message through the names of the president. For real. God used Trump to play the Trump card on Babylon. And Babylon was trying to gaslight you and hide from you the reality of what they are. And so God used the Trump card to tell you, don't trust in a nation, but trust in him. Abide in him. Abide in Jesus. Because the world, the actors, the actresses, the media, the news, the whole world is controlled by the devil. And he can take them all captive at will. And they're all actually of the hive, and they all act the same. And so you can look at one of them, you can see them all. You can look at one actress who sold her soul to the devil, and you can see another actress who sold her soul. Just like the music, just like Katy Perry and Gaga and Poppy and all of them, they sold their soul to the devil for a little bit of fortune and fame, right? They threw the pie under the bus for some fortune and fame, and they wanted a little bit of fame down here. And they've been promised by Babylon to be famous. And so then when they got shut down, what did they do? They went to YouTube to try to play their game on YouTube and act on YouTube. And you can see it didn't. People saw through Brie Larson and her fake self. Brie is like, she's a good actress, and I'm glad that they cast her in that movie, and I hope she goes back. But you can see that she's like got this air about her that she's better than everybody else. The Trump card was played by God, and now he's telling you to abide in him, because the last Trump is getting ready to sound. The script is right in front of you. You're in it. You're playing it out. It's playing out in front of you. It's already written. It's already settled. What has been shall be, or what shall be has been. Nothing new under the sun. You reap what you sow. You're getting a reflection. It's a reproduction. Everything's a copy machine. And so, like I say, they play out the roles. Kilgrave controlled her mind, just like the world controls the minds of these actors and actresses in the movies, in Hollywood, in the media, and now on YouTube. They had to get rid of the real, genuine people off of YouTube and silence the truth. So they put actors up there. They had to steal your content and your personality. So now they want to shut you down and take you off of YouTube. Come on now. Somebody's starting to wake up. I can sense it. Can I get a witness? Somebody's starting to wake up. Types and shadows. So when they're playing their little role, Kilgrave is telling them what to do, making them. But you see what happened though. At the end of that series, Jessica Jones got free and she learned how to control her own thoughts. And actually at the very end, she's standing at this booth and you see the 33 symbology and typology at the end of the series. And so once a person gets saved by faith, trust Jesus by faith, then they can overcome that old devil Kilgrave, and they can take back their mind and their freedom and in truth, in faith and love, and they can get rid of Kilgrave forever, because he's already a defeated foe. The devil lost at the cross. And so it's all mind game. It's all fake reality anyway. But they think they have to do it. Well, I'm not going to get another role. If I stand for the faith, I'll be broke. I'll be poor. God always makes a way. Create your own network, you know? Create your own. Be your own boss. Sell everything, move to a small house, and start your own corporation of making movies or something, you know? There's always a way. If you want to be free from the devil, you can get free. You can be free. If you want to be free, God will make a way. That's good.